Chapter 11. The Heart Connection. Stephen Sinatra's Perspective. Earthing research is in its bare infancy as far as the heart and cardiology is concerned. Yet our observations and the feedback from patients point to an exciting potential, an utterly simple method that can both protect healthy hearts and help heal ailing ones. In addition, we can perhaps draw some assurance at this early date in our research, knowing that countless barefoot and much closer to nature generations that came before us were pretty much free of heart disease. Today, it is the number one disease killer in the Western world and is rising rapidly in tropical and subtropical countries where it was previously uncommon. As a cardiologist who uses both conventional and complementary methods, I envision earthing becoming a major practical tool against cardiovascular disease. In fact, it looks like a big winner in the practice of medicine in general. Like any new idea in the medical world, earthing needs to be carefully scrutinized and tested objectively without bias. If that happens, I see it taking a central place as a natural low-cost pillar of health maintenance and disease prevention and treatment. In this age of off-the-chart medical costs and skyrocketing chronic disease, doctors need as much help as we can get in order to give patients cost-effective care. Where better to get that help than from Mother Earth herself, from the ground up, no less? I'm excited by the broad implications of key improvements related to the following: ATP production, sympathetic nervous system activity, arrhythmias, high blood pressure, blood viscosity. With time, I am confident that many more benefits will come to light. Meantime, I'd like to discuss what we know now about earthing and its positive effects on the heart and cardiovascular system. Promoting the body's energy fuel, ATP. For me, a metabolic cardiologist keenly interested in improving and maintaining the energy production in the hearts and bodies of patients, earthing has all the makings of a simple, safe, and effective energy booster. For years, I have recommended natural supplements such as coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, to elevate the bioengineetics of nutrient-starved heart cells and protect them from the ravages of aging, environmental toxins, and relentless oxidation. I have written books and articles about these supplements I refer to as the awesome foursome. They provide key metabolic raw materials that are typically deficient in patients. This nutritional approach has worked remarkably and consistently well in helping to restore the failing pumping capacity of sick hearts. Now, earthing appears to provide another primary ingredient for cellular restoration and cardiac rehabilitation. The earth feeds energy into all organisms that make direct contact with it. One aspect of this bioelectrical energizing likely takes place in the mitochondria of your trillions of cells. The mitochondria are like microscopic power plants. There can be thousands of them in each cell, depending on how much energy the cell has to provide. Heart and kidney cells contain the most. Inside the mitochondria, a complex process takes place non-stop. In it, electrons are passed along like a football through an assembly line of enzymes that create a substance called adenosine triphosphate, ATP, the fuel that enables cells to function and repair themselves. By providing an unlimited flow of electrons into the body, grounding may ensure that ample electrons are available in the mitochondria and may thus contribute to the production of ATP in the cells. It's taken me the better part of 35 years of practicing cardiology to learn that the heart is all about ATP. The bottom line in the treatment of any form of cardiovascular disease is the restoration of your heart's supply of ATP. I've come to realize that sick hearts leak out and lose vital ATP. Cardiac conditions such as angina, heart failure, and diastolic dysfunction can all cause an ATP deficit. Another aspect of cellular energy production is that the electrons transported through the assembly line are of a higher energy type, more like a hot potato than a football, and that this energy is transferred to ATP. Scientists say these energized electrons are in an excited state. We think that electrons provided by the Earth must be of that type, electrons brimming with higher energy. The Earth thus provides us not only more electrons, but supercharged electrons at that. The sympathetic HRV connection. Whenever you can turn down the volume on stress in the body, it's good for the heart, and that's one of the big benefits of earthing. Chronic stress triggers an excess release of the stress hormones, like cortisol and adrenaline. It also throws off the balance between the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Too much sympathetic arousal from stress leads to the well-known fight-or-flight mode, an alert and readiness state that humans automatically switch on in reaction to an imminent danger, like fighting in a battle. In today's world, unpredictable social, financial, and political events conspire to keep stress levels at an unhealthy high level. More and more people live day to day in a state of physiological arousal. Revved up sympathetic activity overwhelms the calming influence of the parasympathetic nervous system. The result, among other things, is a heightened risk of hypertension, arrhythmias, and even sudden death. One major yardstick of sympathetic overdrive is disturbance to what cardiologists call heart rate variability, HRV, a measurement of nervous system balance on heart function, as well as an important indicator for both acute and chronic stress, produced by mental load, anxiety, and emotional trauma. HRV refers to the beat-to-beat alterations in heart rate. People with low variability are less able to go with the flow when faced with stress and are more prone to stress-related disorders, including cardiovascular disease. In 2008, I participated with electrophysiologist Gaetan Chevalier in an experiment to measure the effect of earthing on HRV. We believe that the autonomic nervous system, ANS, is one and possibly the first of the major body systems to react to earthing. The ANS serves the body as a rapid response mechanism to control a wide range of functions: cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, hormonal, urinary, and other systems are regulated by the ANS's sympathetic and parasympathetic branches. Previous experiments have shown that grounded individuals experience a reduction in stress and a normalizing balancing effect on ANS function. In this new study, which will be published in 2010, data from 28 healthy men and women, average age of 48, showed that earthing produces a trend towards improvement in HRV. Each participant was measured for 40 minutes, grounded as well as ungrounded. The results give yet more strong evidence, indicating its potential for balancing the nervous system and supporting cardiovascular health. This represents an important finding. If there is a trend in 40 minutes, what will sleeping grounded for 6 or 8 hours do? Whenever there is an improvement in HRV, a reduction in sympathetic intensity, and a better balance of the ANS take place. The study gives us a glimpse of significant cardiac possibilities, inviting more investigation. It hints at a cardiac protective feature of nature hitherto unknown. In our opinion, earthing should be added to a host of other simple, cost-effective, and non-invasive interventions that positively impact the ANS. Arrhythmias and earthing. Bob Malone, 69, Boulder, Colorado, financial advisor. After experiencing chest pain, rapid heartbeat, and flutter, I was diagnosed with AFib in 1996. It's very scary. You don't know when the next episode is going to come on, and whether or not you will survive it. In my case, it was all brought on by stress in my life, particularly business stress. My work involves advice and decisions that affect people's lives. Medication kept the symptoms under control most of the time. When the meds were unable to control the wildness in my heart, I would have to get the electroshock and jolt the heart back into a normal rhythm. I needed that kind of treatment about every 9 months or so. The meds were horrible. They took my energy down to zero. It was sort of like not having a life. I've always been an active, creative guy, and I love the outdoors, and now this stopped me in my tracks. I started sleeping grounded in 2000. I went from not getting sleep and waking up frequently at night to getting good solid sleep pretty much all the time. I later added a grounded floor pad while I was reading or watching TV, and during the last couple of years, I've even used one at the office, where the stress level is pretty high. I wear leather shoes so I can get the Earth's energy while I work. The number of incidents slowly started to stretch out. They went from days to weeks to months apart. Over time, I was slowly able to wean myself off the medication. I had a flare-up in 2006, which I believe was related to the stress over the death of my brother. I had to take medication, but I haven't taken any for the last 18 months. In 2007, I went to Vail for some fresh air and took an hour and a half hike up and down a mountain. My pulse was ranging between 115 to 130 beats per minute. In the process, I got chest pain, angina, which happens whenever I exercise aggressively. Then it normally goes away at night when I sleep grounded, but I wasn't grounded up in Vail, and the chest pain continued the following 2 days when I took 2 small hikes. I came back home the next day, a Sunday afternoon, with the pain still there, so I lay down on a grounded bed pad and napped for about a half hour. When I got up, the chest pain was completely gone. I even took a 1 hour moderate bike ride afterward, and no chest pain came back. So after having chest pain for 3 days straight, I was greatly relieved. I haven't had chest pain since that time, or any sign of atrial fib, since October of 2008, about the time that the financial markets went sour. Despite all the stress that followed, I didn't have another episode. Obviously, I'm thrilled to have gone through the tough and anxious times without incident. High blood pressure. Dean W. Levin, 54, Redondo Beach, California, marketing strategist. Around 2000, my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Unfortunately, his decline has accelerated in the last couple of years, and in 2008, he began being assisted through a hospice program. The hospice doctors visit him monthly and monitor his health and overall condition. For the past several years, they have prescribed only 2 medications for him, one for the Alzheimer's and the other to regulate his blood pressure. He had been taking hypertension medication for years as well. At the end of 2008, I put a grounded sheet in my father's bed, and he has slept grounded ever since. 6 months or so later, the doctors observed that his blood pressure had returned to normal. They didn't understand how this could happen with someone who had no mobility. My father couldn't walk or talk. Consequently, they took him off his blood pressure medicine. Another unusual thing occurred. He hasn't developed a single bedsore, despite the fact that he's sleeping perhaps 85% of the time. That's rather uncommon for someone so thoroughly bedridden. Bedsores develop when you don't move, and of course there's limited circulation. He didn't have bedsores before, but earlier on in the disease he was moving or being moved around. Since there's a radical decline in functionality towards the final stages of the disease, the doctors are surprised that there are no bedsores. Earthing. A natural blood thinner? In the fall of 2008, I invited a group of colleagues to my home in Connecticut to participate in an unusual experiment. There were 12 of us. We were clinical physicians, PhDs working in the medical field, nurses, an attorney, 2 artists, a personal trainer, and Clint Ober. The experiment involved taking a drop of blood before and after 40 minutes of grounding via electrode patches, and then examining the fresh, unstained blood under a dark field microscope. These microscopes, used by many doctors, particularly in the field of alternative medicine, divert light through the optical system so that details appear light against a dark background. This technique allows viewing of lifetime cellular dynamics and conditions of blood not normally analyzed through routine tests. The pictures shocked me and all my guests. The after-grounding pictures showed that people's blood dramatically changes within a short period of time after an individual is in contact with the earth. Specifically, there were considerably fewer formations of red blood cells associated with clumping and clotting. The blood appeared to be thinner. In my informal home experiment, all of us present except one person had various degrees of red, ketchupy blood before earthing. The sole exception, the one with the best blood of anyone present before or after grounding, was Clint Ober, someone who has been consistently earthing himself day and night for years. To all of us, the results suggested that individuals with heart disease and inflammatory thick blood, typical in cardiovascular disease and diabetes, may reap huge health benefits from simply earthing themselves on a regular basis. From a cardiology standpoint, if you can thin the typical ketchup-like blood of heart patients and people with diabetes in the direction of the consistency of wine, as our simple experiment showed, you remove a colossal risk factor for heart attack and stroke. Blood is thicker than water is an old saying, but in the medical world, you don't want thick blood. Earthing may be a natural way to keep it nice and thin. Cardiologists use the term viscosity to describe blood thickness. Blood viscosity, an overlooked element in blood tests, has become an emerging major market for identifying the risk of arterial disease. The thicker your blood, the slower it flows through your circulatory system to bring oxygen and vital nutrients to the cells of your body, and the greater risk of forming clots. Coumadin is a widely used medication for thinning the blood and helping prevent clotting. Because of earthing's effect on blood viscosity, individuals taking Coumadin should first talk to their doctor before grounding. Although we have no evidence for it, it is possible that the combination of earthing and Coumadin could excessively thin the blood. For this reason, heart patients taking Coumadin should ground themselves only with the knowledge and approval of their physicians. With such approval, grounding should start minimally, perhaps with a barefoot walk in the park, or for an hour or two while watching TV in the house, while in contact with some kind of an indoor earthing device. Patients' blood should be monitored more frequently than normal to determine whether at some point, because of the earthing, the medication dosage can be safely reduced. Earthing sessions can be increased slowly, and if safe, individuals should consider sleeping grounded. I urge any patient taking Coumadin to exercise caution in this manner. My bottom line. During more than several decades in medical practice, I have witnessed firsthand how broadening my treatment options has dramatically improved the health of patients. Pharmaceuticals and surgery are so often life-saving in acute situations. So too, the use of key nutritional supplements and mind-body techniques can powerfully influence both failing hearts and failing cardiac function. For me, it's a no-brainer to use the best of both worlds. For more than 20 years, I have been routinely prescribing supplements, such as COQ10. Most of that time, my colleagues in cardiology chided me for doing so. It wasn't the accepted way cardiology was practiced, they implied. I told them that many of my patients were still alive and thriving because I did. I feel the same way now about grounding, a simple and safe remedy that seemingly and surprisingly addresses so much of what ails us. It is perhaps the most natural prescription we can recommend to any patient, a perfectly natural adjunct to any clinical strategy. I am totally comfortable telling someone to go barefoot and/or sleep grounded. I do it myself. It's almost amusing to think that in our pursuit of expensive high-tech solutions, we all have access to a low-tech solution right there on the ground we walk on. Just connect to it one way or another and heal yourself. Electromedicine and the use of healing energies have interested me for many years. I feel this is the future of medicine. How appropriate that our very own planet may give us the most basic healing vibe of all. What a gift! Chapter 12, The Feminine Connection, Earthing and Women. Women seem to get it. They seem to respond intuitively and immediately to the barefoot connection and to the healing energy of Mother Earth. This is not in any way a criticism of the masculine mind, but simply an observation based on years of demonstrating and explaining the concept of earthing to thousands of people. Connect to the earth and heal was the way one group of women in chorus described earthing some years ago. Women seem to enjoy kicking off their shoes at the desk or at home, something you will rarely see a man do. It's not so much that the shoes are uncomfortable, but rather more of a primordial and harmonious connection to the earth that women may feel more intimately than men. Women are caregivers by nature. Clint Ober has found that after experiencing the benefits of earthing, women want to go out and tell everyone in their circle of family and friends. By comparison, men generally want to know how it works. There is also an appearance factor here. One woman with multiple sclerosis, who participated in a one-day earthing study, visited the restroom at the end of the day and then rushed back to the testing center all excited. "I look different," she said, "like I used to look years ago." Other women have made this comment, even after just half an hour of grounding. And after sleeping grounded for a period of time, women often say they feel better and look better. They say their skin has more radiance, their eyes are brighter, and they have more vitality. The impact on feeling and appearance is likely from a combination of things: elimination of an electron deficiency, better sleep, reduced stress and pain, and more natural and balanced functioning within the body. The feedback suggests that these factors work to help normalize many ongoing health issues and may even be helpful in the struggle against weight gain. Earthing may contribute on the weight front, in part by making you feel more relaxed and normalizing your level of cortisol, the stress hormone. People under stress often have a hard time following a healthy diet. They will frequently eat the wrong things to fill an emotional need, or because of lack of time to prepare something healthy for themselves. The body produces excess cortisol in times of physical and psychological stress. The hormone revs up fat and carbohydrate metabolism for fast energy. Too much stress and too much cortisol in the system can boost the appetite, and according to some studies, promote weight gain. What's more, stress and cortisol can promote fat deposition around the middle. The problem with this form of belly fat is that it produces inflammatory chemicals and is a paramount feature of the metabolic syndrome that leads to cardiovascular disease and diabetes. We haven't specifically researched earthing's effect on weight yet, but quite a few people have remarked about finding it easier to lose weight and keep weight off. Hormones are a central and often confusing concern to women throughout much of their lives. No research has been done to date regarding hormones and earthing, other than a pivotal study on cortisol that was described earlier in Chapter 4. Something positive is happening, though. We have received feedback from many women describing relief from debilitating symptoms of PMS and menopause, sometimes quite rapidly. Dale Teplitz, MA, 55, San Diego, California, health researcher. "Ever since my periods began at age 13, I suffered routinely with severe PMS and menstrual symptoms. In the week prior to each period, I experienced gradually increasing water retention, food cravings, headaches, and weight gain. I was irritable. My skin was itchy and uncomfortable. My body ached and felt painful to the touch. For several nights prior to every period, I could not sleep. Over the years, I took diuretics to help with the water retention and sleeping pills for those difficult nights. PMS also affected my personality and relationships. I had emotional ups and downs, anxiety, and often felt depressed. Medication left me feeling emotionally numb. Once my period began, the PMS symptoms would go away to be replaced by severe cramping and heavy bleeding. The pain and fatigue often prevented me from working. I lived on anti-inflammatories during this time, which disturbed my digestion. At the age of 45, I started sleeping grounded. 1 month later, all the PMS symptoms went away. The cramps, fatigue, bloating, irritability, cravings, sleeplessness, headaches, weight gain, and depression. I was astounded. After 32 years, they stopped suddenly. In one stroke, I was able to eliminate the sleeping pills, diuretics, anti-inflammatories, and other medications. I was free of symptoms, and I felt like a new person. 2 years later, I entered menopause, at around the same age my mother had. I was feeling a bit anxious about what might lie ahead, because I had heard horror stories from other women. It seemed that those who had a lot of PMS issues had the most difficulty going through menopause. To my surprise, I sailed into menopause effortlessly. I had a gradual decrease in the frequency and duration of periods until they eventually disappeared. I did not experience sleeplessness or hot flashes, other than mild and brief hot flashes, which I determined were related to certain foods or red wine, or any of the other hormonal-type mood swings all my friends reported. Some of my friends have had menopause symptoms for more than 10 years now, well into their 60s. I am convinced that earthing took away my symptoms of PMS, cramps, and menopause. I doubt that indigenous women who live directly on the earth are troubled with symptoms of hormone imbalance. I can't imagine how much better my life would have been if I had learned about earthing 30 years sooner, but nobody knew about it then. So I consider myself lucky to have heard about it at all. I could have continued suffering much longer.